A new sewer line will cut through a nature preserve in northern Atlanta. And that has a group working to save the native plants there from being destroyed. We hear about it from Stephanie Stokes.
On the edge of a forest in the Brookwood Hills neighborhood, Eli Dickerson briefs volunteers. He's an ecologist with the Fernbank Museum.
There's a defined area where they're going to do the heaviest work, which will involve taking out a lot of trees, building an access road. So anything in that area is on the hit list, so we can save as much as we want.
Dickerson leads the group into the forest, down near a creek where the new sewer line will be installed. The volunteers fan out and search for the native wildflowers, ferns too. Carol Wilson finds a short umbrella-looking plant, a mayapple. She sinks her shovel into the soil.
I'm just going to try to scoop it up. I'm getting some other roots with it, but this is okay.
She transfers the mayapple to a pot. Plants like this one are uniquely adapted to the Atlanta region, Dickerson says. They have a role in the ecosystem as a food source, for example. But he says native plants are increasingly at risk with all the new development happening around Atlanta. And that's where he and other plant rescuers come in.
If we can go in and save some of these plants before these areas are developed, then, you know, we're turning a bad situation into a good situation.
Dickerson says they focus on ferns and wildflowers rather than trees and shrubs because they have a better chance of surviving a move. The ones collected here will be replanted in the Fernbank Forest to help dozens of acres there that have been hard hit by invasive species. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.